Please listen to the message that I send. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
After 9 o'clock here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Hour 2 of the Lounge Saturdays. You are in it. We have DJ Cliff West coming in the mix here. Our official multi-million dollar contract that we signed with
Multi-billion.
Yeah,
but we're not saying dollars where. Yeah, what right. Country, right, Danny? Thank Patsy Jenkins and Sharon Mass for checking in as well. Danny, everything is going so good tonight. People are checking in from all over. Thank you, guys. We love your support. And don't forget to share our posts. Yeah, we don't do any. We don't inundate you, but check us out. You can tell all your friends where to find us on the app or WMFO.org. Pretty easy, or 91.5 in the Boston area. What a great set that was, Danny. Little lighter shade of brown. Hey, DJ and Biz Markie.
You got what I need.
Yeah, you should have heard him singing. It was interesting at the least. And MZ Legends Boom, I Got Your Boyfriend. But we got another killer set coming up right now. But you know what, Danny? Hey, was it 2 weeks ago? We weren't on the air, but you were up at the Maine Association of Broadcasters awards banquet for the year for all of radio and news media and TV in all of Maine. And you guys were nominated.
Couple of nominations.
WGAN had what, 6 nominations, and some of them were because of your executive producership. Is that true? And you walked away with
we
one?
Walked away first place with best newscast.
Wow, and executive producer Danny Martinetti in the house. I love it. Congratulations,
you know,
buddy.
It is really going well. I mean, I thought that I would not adapt, but I'm adapting really well. I still have all my teeth.
Yeah, but you're growing this beard thing, so you're starting to look like Grizzly Adams. That's awesome. And now you get this plaid shirt on. It's pretty
Shut up.
But wait. Just the other
there's
day,
more.
Though. But there's more. You had a wicked cool interview the other day. I want to hear about this. Is it true the Vice President Pence called in and you actually spoke with the Vice President of the United States?
I did.
You did.
You know, it was really interesting setting it up. The White House Communications Department reached out and we had Vice President Pence on. And when he called, I said, hey, how's the Trump doing? And he goes,
you're fired.
No, he really didn't say that. But no,
did you ask him how the Donald was doing though? So VP Pence, how's it going down there in the White House? Yo, dog, how's the Donald doing? Is that what you said?
I was like, what up with the double D?
I'm Danny Martin. I'm the executive producer. If you need anything, just holla.
It was surreal. You know, I thanked him and then connected him right to the morning show. And it was a great conversation. If you want to check it out, go to WGAN.com and look at the podcast. Or go on my page. If you're friends with me, you can actually see it on there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And congratulations to
Thank
Ken
you.
And Matt and to Jeff and you, Danny, on that prestigious award. That was pretty cool. So, Danny, we're going to get back into some music?
Yes.
Yes. What do we got coming up?
You know what comes after midnight? There's 1 o'clock. There's 2 o'clock.
Then there's 3 o'clock. That was a good segue. It's KLF, 3 a.m. Eternal. The Lounge, 91.5 WMFO Boston.
KLF is going to rock you. The fact.
gentlemen, the KLF has now left the building.
You're in the lounge, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Me, a better known as the Master G, a fucking new squad sensed the danger when it stung by the rapping ranger. Had a little talk with my mixer man. He said, "Get them squads fast as you can." To all you girls that wanna join my tribe, just move to my rhythm and feel my vibe. Put up a fuss in the end, you'll agree. But when you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger when you're stung by the rapping ranger. With Silver and I take a ride, all you chicks better step aside. I steal the squads then run away.
Ho!
Silver is what I'll say.
Ho!
It out, the finger popping to the break of dawn. Keep it rocking like the stuff that we call me.
What's that?
Hot buttered popcorn. You just hip a hop a dip a pop a bang the boogie. You're wicked, bet you wanna boogie again. You can put me to the test at your request. I rock you out of your moccasins. Kimasabi got down, took off his mask. He kicked off his shoes and did the monster mash. Tonto came along, saw what was happening. His head began to bop and his foot started to pat and go slam. Dunk, do the jerk. And with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.
Oonga, 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 oonga.
that I've got. You just need to get up off your behind and get yourself together. No, don't be ragging on me for trying to do my thing.
You know how we do this. Saturday nights, the lounge here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, streaming online at WMFO.org. If you don't have the iPhone app, download it. Go to the App Store. It's free. You listen to us on the go, and wherever you are, we are here on the lounge Saturdays. And Evan, I had no idea that song, Jealousy, I'd never heard that before, right up until tonight when I was putting the list together.
Danny, I'm always trying to come up with new songs for you. I love it. We got a couple new ones coming up later on, but there's so much great music. But the Adventures of Stevie V, I mean, it's not just the song
Dirty Cash.
Dirty Cash, right? Nah, that was a great one, especially with the rap in the middle. I figured that was a good one to throw in there. And little Sugar Hill Gang, Apache, what a great song that was. And wasn't it the Fresh Prince did a version of that during the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Fresh Prince, remember that?
Yeah, wow. Remember that one? And what was it? KLF 3M Internal starting that set off. But, look at this killer set. So, Danny, people have been checking in left and right, right?
Stephanie, Barbara Ann, Ricky, hello, my children, the children of radio. They are awesome folks. And also Bob Quinton checked in. He cannot wait for DJ Cliff West, his mix. Shut up, Evan. Mix is coming off after 10 o'clock.
Al Arkin checked in. Adam DeRoche in East Freetown, Mass. checked in. Pam Varner. Hey, Pam, you want to hear something funny? A friend of mine works at Gillette and says, hey, I was trolling your Facebook page and I see a picture of this girl that I know. Who is that? I'm like, oh, that's my friend Pam. And I won't tell you who, but I'll make that connection later on. Paula Ahrens, all the way in Miami, Florida. Are you in New York? Where are you these days, Paula? Tom Shillelagh checked in. Linda Mullen and Matt Duclos. Duke, what's up, buddy? Social media is going crazy.
We're ready to go on, not the first floor, not the second floor. Are you ready to go on straight to the fourth floor?
Yeah, let's do it. Two brothers on the fourth floor. Dreams, it's 91.5. It's the lounge Saturday night.
Dreams make a wish come true. Oh, keep your dreams alive.
How melodic.
Volume.
volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance, dance.
On the record when the drum beats go like this.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
You got 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. This is The Lounge Saturdays. Everyone listening at WMFO.org, you are locally at WMFO in Medford, Boston. We thank you for joining us on this warm, humido Saturday evening.
And locally, Joyce Gilbert in Sharon,
yes,
Massachusetts checked
thank
in.
Thank you.
And nationally, Gina DeRossi in Amsterdam, New York checked in. What
Come
up, Gina? How you doing? And locally from Boston, Mass, Jen Mello checked in. What an amazing singer Jen is. Danny, I got a funny story. Jen will probably be really embarrassed that I say this. But so one day, back in the day when we were spinning at the rack, and Vinny and me and Ricky and everybody were doing the show down there, Vinny was away and Kim Collins was filling in. And Kim Collins made friends with this girl over the air who could sing. And Kim was filling in for Vinny on Saturday night and said, why don't you come down to the rack, bring me your CD, dot, dot, dot. So out of nowhere appears a super cute girl. And she's like, hey, I'm looking for Kim. I'm like, well, why are you looking for Kim? And she's like, oh, I have the CD, blah, blah, blah. So I said, all right, Kim, hey, Kim, there's this girl out here. And she's like, oh, I'll let her in. So we let her in, blah, 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 blah. Turns out I walk her all the way back to her car. And I had a wicked crush on her for months until she says, you know, I'm working on my music career. So I kind of left it at that. But anyways, 20 years later, I don't even know how many years later, we're still friends. It's awesome. But Jen Mello in Boston, Mass checked in. She's going to be so embarrassed. That's how
you
we
love
met.
To embarrass people. That's one thing I love about you.
It's always fun,
it
though,
is.
Right? You having a good time tonight? I saw you sitting there, Rhythmatic, Systematic, World Control, Martinetti, Tanetti. And I'm like, Danny, what are you singing over there? That is not
yes,
how the words
you know,
of that song
go. You know, when I first
go.
Heard it, I thought that they actually says, but it's Rhythmatic, systematic, World Control,
magnetic,
Genetic. So when they
to
say
match
it
your soul.
Very fast, it sounds like they're saying Martinetti.
All right.
That's one thing when I was always listening to this song, I always thought they said Martinetti.
Oh, all right. Cool.
That's my song.
I'll let you stick to it, and that's your story, right? Danny, it's so cool. We got a great song block coming up. Two new songs that we have yet to... Danny just bent over to pick up a piece of paper, and that... Fun was Danny's head smashing against the microphone. That was
See?
Awesome.
Point
awesome.
Proving that if something happens live in a radio, you can count on Evan to point it out. You are such a jackass.
Is that how that goes? Sorry, buddy. But what a great set we got coming up. Like I said, two new songs that we have yet to play. We've definitely played 69 Tootsie Roll, but you know what? We got the Egyptian Lover in Egypt. Danny, you got it.
Egyptian Lover. Oh,
yeah. 91.5 WMFO, it's the Lounge Saturdays with Evan and Danny. Thanks, guys.
Lounge Radio Show, right on Facebook. Say hello. We don't bite. Lounge Saturdays, WMFO.
Egypt. Deep in the city, men grabbing. The innocent bystanders, the police are grabbing. Ain't it a pity? Cause you hate the city. But the way you feel ain't no big deal. You got to survive, and that's the real nitty gritty. You go uptown, downtown. You got to turn your life around.
To the left.
Funkfest, Festival of Activist Street Bands, Somerville, Cambridge, and Boston, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th, which means you have one more day to check this out. The 12th annual Honkfest Festival of Activist Street Bands takes place from Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th, with a wide variety of events scheduled in Somerville, Cambridge, and Boston. Honkfest features socio-political activist street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged DIY music, and the events are completely free and open to all. For 12 years now, Honkfest Festival activist street bands have been rocking any outdoor complacency in Somerville and surrounding areas with the rousing brass and percussive spectacle that's impossible to ignore. Honk is all about building community, celebrating participatory culture. Stop smoking, Danny. And standing up for social justice, boisterous music, energetic dancing, flamboyant costumes, and eye-catching visual art proved to be the perfect combo for raising awareness about social, political issues, all while putting on broad smiles with the faces of everybody who participates. Honk empowers all to take positive action and do it with gusto, honk. For more information, visit honkfest.org. On the web, that's honkfest.org. This has been a public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
You're in the lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Honk!
Honk!
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Honk, honk. Honk.
Next hour, we're doing a pre-produced PSA, okay, Danny?
So there's a lot of honking going on
honk.
In that PSA.
The Honk Fest.
The Honk Fest. I want to go to that. Honk.
You're an activist street band, aren't you?
I am.
Excellent.
So we have a mix coming on. Resident DJ, DJ Cliff West, after 10 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. Then listen in online at WMFO.org. Get the free iPhone app. Just go to the App Store, look for WMFO, and you can listen to us on the go.
Anywhere you want. And share. Tell all your friends about it. Anyone that posts will, Daniel will do something for you. We'll figure it out. No comment.
Anytime I say something.
All right, cool.
So the list is out for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2018 nominees, Evan.
It is, Danny?
It is.
Oh, I know I saw that.
Yeah, you did. Everyone saw it, and not surprised some of the nominees that are on it. You had Bon Jovi, Kate Bush, The Cars, Depeche Mode, Dire Straits, Eurythmics, Jake Isles Band, Judas Priest.
Boston's own Jake Isles Band.
LL Cool J, which we played here earlier. MC5, The Meters, Moody Blues, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, which we do play on the lounge. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Larry Rocket, Chaka Khan.
Nina Simone. We do play that one.
Yeah, we do.
Not Nina Simone, but we do play
Rufus and Chaka.
Rufus and Chaka. Chaka.
Chaka.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Yeah, Google her. Link Ray and the Zombies are your nominees.
What a great list. Who do you think's good? Give me your top five, Danny.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
There you go. I knew you were going to say that.
My top five, I think Bon Jovi's going to get in there, since I'm a huge Bon Jovi karaoke. When we go see Mark Rosenthal, which he does karaoke, I told him that I'm going to do that particular song, It's My Life.
Oh, we're going to go do that tonight, aren't we?
One of the weeks.
Let's go over there right after here. We're going to film it, and we're going to put it on Facebook, all right?
And LL Cool J, I think, should definitely get in there. I think the Jake Isles Band, Enough's Enough. Get them in there.
That's for it. Sure.
And who else? Depeche Mode, I think, should get in there.
I was waiting for you to say Depeche Mode or something like that.
In my previous experience, I would normally say Depeche Mode, but tonight my vocabulary has increased.
Has expanded.
Who else? Moody Blues? No. I would go. Who do you think? Who would you get? Want to get in there if you had your top five?
My top five? I can't see the list. Sorry, Danny.
Oh, it's right in front of you. I zoomed in the font for you.
Anyways.
Speaking of a nominee, he is in this block. And Midnight Star was actually up here in Boston. And we're also going to get into some rumors. Yes, some nasty rumors. Nobody likes nasty rumors. All here on The Lounge Saturdays. We got DJ Cliff West coming on right after 10 o'clock. It's The Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get what?
Saturdays, your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Calling all cars, be on the lookout for a tall, light-skinned brother with dimples, wearing a black Kangol sweatsuit, gold chain, and sneakers. Last seen on Farmers Boulevard heading east, alias LL Cool J.
Bound man and put his face in the sand. Not the last mafioso, I'm a MC cop. Make it say go LL and do the why. If you think you cannot ride me, yeah boy I bet, cause I ain't met a who can do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better, my rhymes are good. I got a gold nameplate that says I wish you would. And when battle begin then I gotta join in, and before my rhyme is over, you know I'ma win. Cool J has arrived, so you better make way. Ask anybody in the crowd, they say the kid don't play. That's my hobby and job. I don't wear disguise because I don't owe the mob. Got a pinpoint rap that makes you feel trapped. So many girls on my jock, I think my phone is tapped. I'm bad. I'm making sure you don't try to battle me no more. Got concrete rhymes, been rapping for 10 years. And even when I'm bragging, I'm being sincere. MCs can't win, I make them rust like tin. They call me Jaws, my hat is like a shark's fin. Because I'm bad as can be, got my voice on wax. Some brothers think he's making records, now he must have relaxed. I couldn't, I shouldn't, and it'll stay that way. The best rapper you've heard is LL Cool J. Kamikaze, take a look at what I've done. Used to rock in my basement, now I'm number one. And you're acting on time, never standing on line. You wanna try me? First you better learn how to rhyme. I'm the pinnacle, that means I reign supreme. And I'm notorious, I'll crush you like a jelly bean. I'm bad.
Testbed was last spotted with three other members of his group.
A shame, cause I eat rappers like a cannibal, they call me insane. I'm as strong as a bull, of course you know I am poor. I enjoy what I'm doing, plus I'm paid in full. Not fucking Rubin type, but busted out as I say the kind of rhymes that make MCs wish that I'd die. Never retire, I'll put my mic on the shelf. The baddest rapper in the history of rap itself. Not bitter or mad, just proving I'm bad. You wanna hit, give me an hour, plus a pen and a bag. MCs retreat.